Employers cut more jobs than many people expected last month, but the unemployment rate does remain the same. Christine Rome is joining us now from New York with more details. That unemployment rate, 10% though, Christine.
It is 10%. You're right, Heidi, and that is a number that is uncomfortable for many people, for both you and I, people on Main Street, and people who are in power who are looking at a 10% unemployment rate and saying that that's just not sustainable. 85,000 jobs lost, 10% unemployment rate still. For the year of 2009, 4.2 million jobs were lost in this economy. And when you look at the recession, overall, 7.2 million jobs are lost. Those are pretty dismal numbers, but take a look at this chart. Job losses really slowed down in 2009. The beginning of the year was horrific all the way through the summer, and then employers were slashing fewer jobs. In fact, a little bit of a surprise, if you will, in these numbers, November, the economy created 4,000 jobs. That was a bit of surprise. So we did finally reverse almost 2 years of job losses in November. 4,000 jobs is not a lot in the context of an economy with so many workers and 6 million people, frankly, are discouraged or have dropped out of the workforce, or even millions more are working part time because they can't get a full time job. So you could still see the unemployment rate continue to rise this year, Heidi, in the beginning part of the year as this flood of people who are out of the labor market start tiptoeing back in because they want to try their luck again here in the beginning of the year. We did create some jobs in temporary and professional services.
Yeah.
We know that some companies like to test the waters and hire temporary workers first. What we haven't seen yet, though, is those temporary works jobs translating into full-time jobs. We still mm-hmm. are waiting for that to happen.
Yeah, got it. We've done a couple stories on that mm-hmm. Here. And the people who came up with the idea to run companies that offer
right.
temporary agencies, those are the smart guys right now.
everybody seemed to be feeling the pain of unemployment pretty equally across the board. No, you know, it's a pretty dynamic labor market, and there are a lot of differences when you look within these numbers. Adult men have an unemployment rate that is, frankly, higher than the general public. Indeed, if we can look at these numbers, you can see that adult men in November, they had a 10.5% unemployment rate. They're still higher than the average. Blacks have an unemployment rate that rose slightly. It had been 15.6% in November. It rose to 16%. The unemployment rate for Hispanics also rose, knocking on the door of 13%. And teens, record unemployment for teens, Heidi, now 27% unemployment for teens. So some of these groups have been feeling a recession far longer and far deeper than others.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, we will continue to talk about these numbers throughout the morning. Christine, thank you.
You're welcome.
What happens when the homeless people won't come inside during brutal cold spells like this? In St. Louis, one minister goes out to check on them himself. Martin Savage reports now on a man who's making his mark.